Welcome to the Kingsley James Show.
A pleasant good morning. I am Kingsley James, and this morning in our Staff Motivator series, The Staff Room, we're going to deal with effort. We have all heard our parents, teachers, and others tell us to put effort into what we do. But you might ask yourself, what is effort? Effort is physical activity or mental activity needed to achieve something. Let me tell you this, because it is important that we as employees or managers, supervisors, or even owners, CEOs, or accountants, it is important that we put effort into what we do on a daily basis, because no organization, absolutely no organization, can reach their full potential and can reach their goals if staff is not putting in effort into what they do. Listen to me. Everything you do in life requires effort, however small or great. Get into it. Get into a state of being into what you do. Hear this again. Get into a state of being into what you do. Never ever make the mistake of thinking you don't have to give your all at your job. You must give your all. As I said, if you don't give your all, the company cannot reach its full potential. So think about them in that aspect. And I also want you to ask yourself, what is on your mind lately that is keeping you from being focused on your job? Always try to have a clear mind. I know it is not ideal or perfect all the time, but as much as possible, when you reach on work, in order to give a little more effort into what you do on the job, always try to have your mind clear of the clutter and clear of the cares and woes of life. Yeah, I know life can be demanding and life can be hard at times, but when you come to do your job needs you at that moment, at that 8 hours or so when you're at your job. This is when your job needs you, so you need to put in the effort at that time. When you leave your job, you can put your effort into other things, whether it be something, a problem you're handling home, or whether it be you and your children, you need to put effort into that. But when you're at your job, you need to give it your all, and never ever make the mistake into thinking that you don't have to give your all at your job. You have to give your all as much as possible every time. And no matter who you are or what part you play in an organization, from the cleaner to the owner, yes, you need to place just a little more effort into what you do on a daily basis. This is all that I have to say today. May God's richest blessings rest upon your life, and may He cause His face to shine upon you, and may you be successful in everything that you do today. Have a great day. I am Kingsley James, and this has been your Staff Motivator series, The Staff Room. Do have yourselves a wonderful, wonderful day. Please stay tuned for the BBC News.
It's astonishing. It's momentous. It has no precedent in modern times. The golden couple have decided they're quitting. Why are they leaving? I think it was pretty obvious if you hung around with them as I did and followed them when they did their tours and their trips. There were great chunks of the job they simply didn't like. Harry came alive with the big crowds, but he hated the ceremonial and he couldn't bear the cameras. Meghan said she didn't want to be a voiceless figurehead, but in fact, whenever she spoke up, she got criticised for it. There were just too much about being a frontline royal they don't like. What their role will be, whether they'll have titles, whether they will be seen as full-time members of the royal family, all up in the air. Just after I finished recording that last bit, reaction started to come out of the palace. There's a formal reaction, which itself is quite astonishing, because it talks about the palace on one side and the couple on the other. Multiple sources at the palace have told the BBC that no members of the royal family were consulted about this by Harry and Meghan. There is talk of disappointment. There is talk of senior members of the royal family being hurt by the statement. And the openness about that emotion and the openness about a division between the palace and between Harry and Meghan is breathtaking, absolutely breathtaking. Normally they try and hold everything together, you paper over the cracks. That is not happening now. It's very clear the palace is very upset about what's happened, and that effectively Harry and Meghan are already independent of the rest of the palace machine, independent of the royal family.